Jets are back in the playoff conversation once again, but don't expect them to talk about their postseason chances. A 17-10 road win over the Jags gave the Jets back-to-back wins for the first time this season as they improved to 6-7 overall. Their third win in four games, coupled with losses by both Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, left Rex Ryan's club a game out of the number six seed in the AFC playoff picture. The Jets are winning with a smothering defense and a pounding ground attack. A week after not allowing a third down conversion to the Cardinals, the Jets held the Jags to just 2 of 16. They also intercepted Chad Henne twice, as the Jacksonville quarterback registered just a 41.3 passer rating. Muhammad Wilkerson racked up a sack and three quarterback hits. David Harris added 10 stops and two quarterback hits, while LaRon Landry collected 10 tackles. The Jets rushed 42 times for 166 yards as Bilal Powell and Sean Green amassed 78 yards and 77 yards respectively, and each back got in the end zone. The offensive line had an excellent afternoon, and the Jets are now 16-2 under head coach Rex Ryan when the team runs for 150 or more yards. They're also 4-0 when they rush 40 or more times, and 6-1 when they log 30 or more rush attempts. The Jets now have three games left with teams that have a combined 14-25 record, starting with next Monday night's primetime showdown against the 4-9 Tennessee Titans. In Week 15, Jets Nation will root for the Philadelphia Eagles to top the Bengals on Thursday, and then the Dallas Cowboys to take down the Steelers on Sunday. But the green and white won't have an easy contest ahead against a struggling Titans team desperate for a win. The Jets have started on their climb up the mountain, but there's still a long way to go to reach the top. So don't expect to hear a lot of playoff talk out of Florham Park this week.